The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
You can't give him his left foot. You see him cut back on his left. That's 15 minutes to go in the second quarter. Only a few minutes left.
What are we doing? Are we moving forward? Or are we standing still? Is my fly down up? It is. Should I start again? No. What are we doing? Are we moving forward? Or are we standing still? What do we want to do with our lives? Do we want to coast? We want to work very hard while it's all uncomfortable. But once we do reach a level of comfortability, do we just sit down and go, this is enough? I'll sit on this for the time being. I'll plateau. That's not what we do here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Until we get to me owning a boat, at which point, very happy for it to plateau. But until that point, full speed ahead, baby. It's time to come up to another level. I'm moving up to another level. I'm feeling the discomfort of what it would take to move up to another level on this podcast, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the show where I, James Donald Forbes McCann, am trying to make enough money to buy a boat, because things are going pretty well. YouTube subscribers, it's coming up to 50,000.
Delicious.
Instagram, I don't know, 100 and something thousand. What a joy that is.
Delicious.
Patreons, we've got about 600 Patreons. Listeners, I don't know, 20,000 some people. Every episode, 23,000.
And you are valued.
A comfortable, you know, if I was living on it, which I have been in the past, but increasingly I don't have to do that. I mean, if I wanted to just live, that'd be fine. If we were having a sterile, predictable lifestyle, that'd be fine. But we don't do that. No, we're virile, fecund, growth, moving, excellence, forward. Forward, catamaran ho. I believe! Do you feel it? Do you feel the energy? Do you believe? Here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, things have been trending up gradually, and that's been very nice, but we're going to make them trend up violently now. It's time for some violent increases in listenership, income, and audience satisfaction. That's why we're getting guests. We're getting the best guests. Other people, oh, same old. He is my gas station attendant, Starbucks coffee roaster. Low level guests. People, you see, oh, he's got that guest. I'm not interested in that. I'm getting the best. I believe it. I feel it in my bones. We'll be getting good guests. That's number one. Number two, we've got to have new incredible value on the Patreon. The Patreon, oh, it's gone so well. People are enjoying Wimbledon. How goes Wimbledon? But you know what I'm saying? We need a drive. I'm feeling 1,000. 1,000. We got the 500, bang, lickety split. We're limping along to 600. We got to come up with some 1,000. Value out here. 1,000. Real exciting value. To get people to go out and join that Patreon. 1,000. The YouTube. We got to figure out a way to make that. I mean, what is this? Man shouts. Man shouts outside. Is that high level clickability? This is the last of the low-level clickability YouTubes, because after this, I only have this as a testament. As a testament to the growth that will be forthcoming. As a thank you to the days of yore, and a hey, how you doing to the days of tomorrow? Moving forward. Growth. Excellence. Violent. Up. How are we going to do that? Number one, big guests. I've already said that. Number two, increasing value on the Patreon. Other stuff too. Haven't had time to think about other stuff. My wife's been, she's a little poorly when we came back from the road trip, so she's been in bed most of this week, and I have been looking after the children. I'm, you know, children all day, little stand-up comedy at night. Got to get a new hour popping because we've got a new special coming out soon. It's going to be called Black Israelite. And also a new book of poems coming out soon, Disquieting Levels of Egg. I've been working, organizing those things, doing editing in both cases, and audio-only podcasts. We've got to have video component. We've got to grow. We have got to grow. I'm a man on a mission. There's a sense of urgency. Man, I wish I had these pants. I got them today, and I got them from a thrift store. I think they're polyester. They don't breathe as humid as anything out here, and I'm swimming in these pants. It's time to go to a new level. A higher level of professionalism and excellence. And I thank you for climb aboard. Remember where you were at this moment. Mark the day. Go to your calendar. To this day, this time. This is the moment that James Arnold Forbes became, went from being a... what am I now? I don't know how I'm going to do it. I've been looking after these kids all day. I've been writing a new screenplay. I mean, I'm told if you sell one of these screenplays, you get $100,000. And now I know all these people who say, if you write a screenplay, we'll read it. And if we want to make it in a movie, give you $100,000. So now I got to write a script. If I write five screenplays, $500,000. We can all go home. The boat's bought. I mean, home to the boat. I'll be sailing off on that boat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm writing this new screenplay. So I go with my children to these indoor play centers. I sit on my laptop and I watch them, and I get to work for about 8 minutes at a time before someone comes over needing to go to the toilet. And I take them to the toilet. Or the one who's not going to the toilet, I clean the nappy. I brought three nappies, used all the damn nappies. Diapers, you call them here. If you say nappy, you get in trouble. And I'm just, I mean, when you have no children and you come back from a holiday, you get to spend a couple of days just vegging out, watching the television, relaxing. None of that here. It's immediate. It's immediate. It's hard. I watched Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn. I don't believe I'd seen Audrey Hepburn before because I was watching Roman Holiday and I thought, man, that's a fantastically beautiful woman. Who is she? And I looked it up and it's Audrey Hepburn. Japan's most famous woman. She was very big in Japan after Roman Holiday. But I watched Roman Holiday. I found out it was a Trumbo picture. It had the ending of a Trumbo picture. A very dissatisfying ending. I did fine. But it was like a great movie. They used to make great movies. And is this going to be a great movie? Even if it comes out. And the studios get their hands on it. They're just going to molest it and take away all the quiet dignity of yesterday. Everything's like a Marvel movie now. Everything's shallow. Snap, snap, snappity, snap, snappy, snappy dialogue. Roman Holiday had pathos, the pace, just looking at a lady's beautiful face, looking at a man, looking at a beautiful lady's face. That's cinema. And I get on the Apple TV, and this is not, I don't want to say anything bad about Apple TV specifically, because boy, snap, snap, snappity snap. We'll put some snappy dialogue in it if Apple TV buy it, because I'd love that money more than I'd like to revive cinema. Nah, it's not true. Stuff the money. I'm going to make a bad... After I watched Roman Holiday, the evening was still going, and I tried watching some of the other movies, and they were just, you know, like new movies, new TV shows, and they're all the same, and they're all bad. It's just cheap, crummy dialogue. People can't act. It's terrible show after terrible show. The one... Man, it was not good, but it's this show on Apple TV about some people making a multiplayer video game. That's dreadful. And I'm sorry to all involved, but it's appalling, and you should be, I don't even know, Mythical Quest, garbage. But then you see F. Murray Abrams in it. Man, he's good. I mean, even this thing was clunky, right by numbers. Can we get a sassy Australian woman in there who's the only smart character in a sea of dumb white men, please? Can we get two ladies who know better but neither of whom acts very well to talk to each other about, just so we tick off the two ladies talking to each other about not a man, whatever test that's called? Can we get a little heart? Heart's up here. Can we get a little heart? But then F. Murray Abrams is in it, and he's, you know, he's doing his lines. He's part of an ensemble. And also comfortable saying maybe this show gets better as it goes on. I don't know. All situation comedies sort of struggle to establish themselves because they're trying to let you know who the characters are, and the pilots are often the worst episodes, so I'm not trying to be negative. But let F. Murray Abrams, when he's in it and he's going... Oh, it was such a delight. I don't know if he got cancelled. I don't know if he's one of the few who made it out of that grisly time. I love F. Murray Abrams. I'd write anything for you, F. Murray. I don't care what you did or didn't do. Did he get cancelled? I don't know. I can't look it up. Oh, how long have I been talking for? I'm sorry. I should never have started this. I was just at the mothership. And it's the new material night, so I jumped up on the open mic, and by the time I got up, that all, you know, the audience has been there for 2.5 hours, and I stank it up something rotten. New material's gone real, real slow and bad at this point, which is always the way. You got to work like a... Well, suffice it to say, you have to work very hard for new material. I do, at least. Some people, they just trot it out and it, like it's nothing, and that used to be me, but... Damn if I don't find it to be a challenge now. I went there and I stank, and I have to do the podcast today, and I wanted it to be a good podcast, an uplifting podcast, a podcast about how we got momentum and how things are moving in the positive direction. I can't go home because I can't do the podcast there because it makes too much noise. And the last few podcasts I've done... I mean, I've edited it out of some of the video ones, but if you go back to the audio podcast, it's just podcast after podcast of waking my kids up and them coming downstairs. You go, where? Other people have a studio. James, you could have a studio. Yes, but we don't approve of studios. We can't do it in our home. And it's frankly too hot to do it in the car. The car is, they've got the car running and the headlights on, and I'm looking around to make sure nobody swoops in and steals the car because I couldn't figure out how to get the engine running and the lights on and the keys out of it and the doors locked. So we'll just keep on watching forever. But I thought it was a more interesting mise-en-scene. I don't even know how this is. I hope it's a more interesting mise-en-scene with the lights on. Maybe it would be better if I put the high beams on. I'm keeping the engine running so that... Well, it's outdoors, so I won't get carbon monoxide poisoning, but I didn't want to deplete the battery. Let's get the high beams on. If we're going to take this to another level, we've got to get the high beams on. Ah, it's so much less pleasant for me. But what is success if not taking on more suffering for the betterment of others? Maybe it's even a worse picture. I have no way of knowing. I have had so many opportunities to get a producer on this show, and I... some big guests on the podcast. We need some huge guests. I want to... I finally reached the point in my comedy career where I think this podcast is big enough to get some bigger guests. Very big guests indeed. I have an agent. I'm with a company called CAA. And my hope is that if I look at all the other, it's a big company. I am one of the smallest fish in the sea that is CAA. That's what the C stands for. The sea of American... I actually don't know what CAA stands for. I've looked up everybody else on the CAA list, and my hope is that since we're all in the same roster together, is that the stable... like it's professional wrestling or horses. Staple. Hope is that it'll be a little easier to get these celebrities. It's easier for me now to get some big celebrities on the podcast because of my increased stature and success. But then another thing that could help is, well, maybe my agent knows their agent and something could happen there. But also maybe because we have so many listeners, maybe someone watching this out there, you know, like the first one is Anastasia. I'm out of love. Set me free. Anastasia. You remember Anastasia? I do. Maybe someone watches. Maybe Anastasia watches and she'll go, I didn't know that he wanted me on. Or maybe someone will go, Anastasia's my cousin. Or my cousin knows Anastasia's cousin. I don't know how many steps it would be to get Anastasia on the pod. Anastasia. That's number one. I'll do these alphabetical order. I'll do them right now. If you know these people, I would love to talk to them on the pod. There are many other people who are on the CAA, but these are the ones I think I could really sit down and have a good chat with. Anastasia, Beck, the singer and Scientologist, as best as I'm aware, Beck, Benny. If you know Benny, I know people in New Zealand. It's 4 million people. We have New Zealand listeners. Do any of you know Benny? I don't know any of the Benny songs, but she seems like a nice person, and I'm sure that would help me reach out to the youth audience. I'll power through some of these. Billy Crystal, Billy Corgan, Smasher of the Pumpkin, Bob Dylan. When's the last podcast you did, Bob Dylan? I like your recent work. I'll talk about your recent work. A lot of people say, oh, you know, about any celebrity, they go, oh, the recent work doesn't hold up to the old work. I like the contemporaneous work of Bob Dylan. Brittany Spears, now that the conservatoireship has come to an end, you're a big girl, you get to, or not yet a woman, you get to make your own decisions. Brittany Spears, come on the pod. Bruce Springsteen, Charlie Wilson, the singer on Kanye's song, he's the one who goes, oi, Charlie XCX, Cheap Trick, big in Japan. C-Mad, wonderful Irish singer-songwriter, very sparkly on Graham Norton. Hey, Dan Harmon. Hey, Doja Cat. Hey, Dolly Parton. Hey, Ellen DeGeneres. Hey, Evanescence. Hey, Future Islands. Hey, Gary Owen. Gary Owen, I'd like to ask advice about being a white guy and making it work with Black America. He's the only one, other than me, in the future. Hey, Glass Animals. Hey, Gracie Abrams. Hey, Greg Davis. Hey, Gucci Mane. I read some of your book. Hey, Hilary Duff. Hey, Jeff Lynne. Hey, Jennifer Lopez. Hey, Kesha. I notice you're not using the dollar sign in your name anymore. Because you're a serious person and I will treat you as such should you come on the podcast. Hey, Kraftwerk! Hey, Lady Gaga! Hey, Lana Del Rey! Do you know any of these people? Lily Allen, Little Yachty, Lindsay Buckingham, Maya Hawke, Mel Brooks, Nelly Furtado, Owl City, Paul Simon, Fantagram, Radiohead, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ramesh Ranganathan, The RZA, Sabrina Carpenter, Shane Gillis, Stevie Wonder, Tame Impala, The Last Dinner Party, Tom Jones, Ween, Will Smith, The Wu-Tang Clan, and Zendaya. I think Shane, I should probably just talk to him about coming on the pod. But all those other people, now I wonder, because we got some Steubenville listeners, I wonder if anyone in Steubenville knows the Wu-Tang Clan, because I just found out recently that the RZA and many other members of the Wu, they spent some time there. Isn't that funny? I don't think there's a mural or nothing. If I was Steubenville, I'd take down that birthplace of Dean Martin sign and I'd put up, even if it was only very remotely true, birthplace of the Wu-Tang Clan. Boy, you better protect your neck out there in Steubenville, Ohio. Do you know any of those people? If so, contact them and have them contact me. All right, now we can begin the James Donald Forsby Can't Catamaran Plan episode proper.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No